Yeah, please speak to Elizabeth. Good afternoon.
Thank you.
May I please speak to Elizabeth? This is Albert Ramirez. I'm calling you on a recorded line about the hair relaxer lawsuit. Would you like me to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes,
Okay, thank you. And did you already get an attorney to assist you file a claim?
No.
All right, part two to that. Can you please confirm are you willing to affirm under penalty that you haven't sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this matter, signed documents with another law firm?
No.
All right, thank you. And have you used, or loved one, have you used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
I was.
You were, ma'am? Were you? I'm so sorry to hear that. Was it endometrial cancer, uterine cancer, or ovarian cancer?
Ovarian cancer.
Ovarian? I'm sorry to hear that, ma'am. And are you filing the claim on your behalf?
Yes.
Okay. And can you please tell me when were you diagnosed with the cancer?
It was in 1975.
Okay. Do you remember what time of the year it was, 1975?
Oh, that's when I started using it. I was diagnosed with it in 2022.
What month of 2022?
August.
August?
Yes.
August, beginning of the month, end of the year. Do you happen to remember what day?
It was the middle of the month. No, I don't remember the date.
Okay. So like August 15 or something?
It could be around that time.
And that's 2022?
Yes.
Okay. How old were you when you got diagnosed?
Right now, that was 2022, and I'm 56 now.
You're 56 right now?
I'm 66.
66? Okay,
yes.
So you were 64? Or
yeah,
were you
I thought
over... that's... Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And let's see. Where were you? Do you currently live, or were you diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee?
No.
Okay. And let's see, do you remember your diagnosing doctor name?
Dr. Stoyer.
Dr. Stoyer?
Yes.
S-A-W?
No, S-T-E-A-U-R.
Can you spell that again, please?
S-T-E-A. U R.
Okay. S T E A U R. Okay.
Yes.
And what city is Dr. Stoyer based out of?
Charleston, South Carolina.
Charleston.
South Carolina.
And ma'am, is it Stuart, like S-T-U-A-R-T, Stuart?
No, Stoyer.
S-T-E-A-U-R?
Yes.
He retired now. Oh, he did?
Yeah, he retired now.
S-T-E-A-U-R. Was it Dr. Gebhard J. Storr?
Oh, I don't know the first name now. All I know about Dr. Storr, to be honest with you.
Gotcha. Is he a family medicine doctor?
He was my doctor. I go to visit him. That's right, with my doctor.
Okay. Do you recall his address, ma'am?
He was located over there on Wally Road. What do you call him? Oh, God. Right there. Off of Valley Road Shopping Center.
Valley Road Shopping Center?
Valley Road Shopping Center. If you look up, maybe you can share address with, let me see, Dr. Purser. That's who got his office now, Dr. Purser. I don't know his first name. Well, I know him by Dr. Purser, because that's who I see now.
And that's, can you spell that doctor's name?
Let me see. I'm looking up for him. I don't know.
It's also really hard. I'm sorry, but it's really hard
okay.
for me to hear you,
listen.
Ma'am.
Okay. His name is Dr. Stephen Purser. P-E-R-S.
P-E-R-N?
S. P-E-R-S. Stephen Purser. And I'm going to take you off the speaker. That way you can hear me better.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Yes, Dr. Stephen Purser.
Last name is P-E-R-M? Like I got P-E-R-M. That's what I heard.
No, P-E-R-S.
S. In what city is Dr. Stephen Purse out of?
Charleston, South Carolina.
And is it Purser? P-U-R-S-E-R?
Yeah, that's probably it, yeah.
Dr. Aaron Purser, okay. And that's who diagnosed you back in 2022?
No. Dr. Stoyer was. Person wasn't there at that time. It was Dr. Stoyer.
Okay, so Dr. Stephen Purser is what doctor to you now?
He is my doctor now because Dr. Stoyer retired.
Would he be able to get your medical records? Is it the same location, the same facility?
Yes, the same location, yes.
Okay, so Dr. Aaron Person, he's going to be our diagnosing doctor, right? Since Dr. Stewart, since we don't have any information on the other doctor? Because they are asking me, the attorneys do want to see diagnosing doctor name and diagnosing doctor address.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got the address for Dr. Purser, right?
For Purser, let me see if I have, is it 1879 Savage Road?
No, that's the wrong person. No, he's not on Savage Road. That's why I tell you his name is Stephen Purser. Stephen. S-T-E-P-H-E-N.
Mm-hmm. And then person, like a person, P-E-R-S-O-N?
No, Purser, P-E-R-S.
Just P-E-R-S. In Charleston, South Carolina, right?
Yes, Stephen.
Do you have any paperwork there around there, or are you able to to help me Google any of this information. I don't know if I find his stuff here. Aaron Purser, MD. I have 16 Windermere Boulevard.
That's the one. It, Windermere, that's where he is. South Windermere Boulevard.
Okay. And that's closed today.
Oh, I know.
Today is Thursday. It says it should be open Thursdays 8 to 5.
Well, it's after 5 now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 2 o'clock. Yeah, that's probably why. All right, so Dr. Stephen Purse is your current doctor, right?
Yes, he got the office that Dr. Story had. It was Dr. Naomi Pagan, and she left, and then Stephen Purse came in.
I'm just trying to find out where I could put his information for. Or his information. All right, let me continue with some of the questions, and then we'll get to the medical stuff in a sec. So my next question is, did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
I was using that hair relaxer since I was 17, and that's like back in 1975. My mom used to buy that for me.
1975. So on average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis?
I use the hair relaxer every month.
Every month, so at least 12 times a year.
Yep. You
used it for how many years since 1970? What?
I stopped using it in 2021. I stopped using it.
2021, and you started using it in what?
1975. I was using it since I was in school.
So 46 years.
Yep.
So 46 times 12 is 552 times. I'm so sorry, ma'am. Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Am I what?
A resident of the United States?
Yes.
What's your birth date?
9/24/58.
Okay. Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And do you have any friends, family, or loved ones that also use the hair relaxers?
Yes. Yeah, my mom and my sister did it.
Did they ever get diagnosed with cancer?
I did. I ovarian cancer, stage 1.
Did your family ever get diagnosed? Anybody you know?
Oh boy, I don't know. My sister did because she had the hysterectomy too, and
okay.
My mom.
So we'll talk about them afterwards, okay? Let's take care of business for you, and then we'll talk about your sister and mom, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay. So, what state did you use the hair relaxer?
Charleston, South Carolina.
South Carolina, okay. And you said that you started using it in 1975. Do you know approximately what month in 75?
I was in high school back then. I can't say exactly because my mom used to buy it to put in my hair.
So probably when you started the school year, you got your hair started and done?
Yeah. You know how the older people was.
So we'll do like August. Is that sound about right?
Okay, that's fine.
And then 1975. And then you stopped using it, you said, in 2021, approximately what month?
Oh, boy. I think it was February, probably. Okay.
And that's 2021?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. And you use that monthly?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we said that you used that for how many years consecutive? 2021 minus 1975. We use that for 46 years. Okay. Let me scroll up here real quick. Make sure I didn't miss anything. Yeah, so we'll just have to go back to your diagnosing doctor, because that thing, I need to at least find something to put there. Okay, continuing.
My diagnosis, I had to have a hysterectomy. I had over in cancer.
Okay, that is also something else that I'll put down towards the end with some medical notes, okay? So for now, next question is, did you receive your hair relaxer treatment at home or in a salon, or both?
At both.
Both, okay. If the chemical hair straightening process was done at home, where did you purchase the product from? CVS, Walmart, Walgreens or something, or?
Yes, Walmart. Kmart back in the days, or CVS.
Kmart.
Walmart and CVS, but it wasn't CVS back then, it was something else.
Okay. If the process was done professionally, can you provide the salon name, address, and phone number? Or if you don't remember, we could just do the home part.
Oh, boy. The salon I used to go to back then, they closed.
Okay. Do you remember the name of it?
Yeah, Shirley's Hair Salon.
In what city?
Charleston, South Carolina.
Shirley's Hair Salon, Charleston,
yes.
South Carolina.
Yes, on Pauley Road.
So they out of business now, you said?
Yes.
Okay. Out of business. No longer in business, I should say. All right. And do you remember what the brand name products that you use? Like, was it Dark and Lovely, Motions, Organic,
yes.
Roots?
Dark and Lovely.
Dark and Lovely. Very common.
Mm-hmm.
And
everybody uses that.
Right? That's what I get the most, like more than 90% of my clients are the people that I speak to have used that. And did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly, for at least a year?
Well, you know, I was having problems, but I didn't know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
So I had the operation back in 2022. Because I stopped using it in 21, and that's when they said I had ovarian cancer, stage
mm-hmm.
one.
And so let's do that question again. But I think you just answered it. So did your cancer diagnosis happen? Because you started using it back in 75. So did the diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what it sounds like, a yes. Okay, thank you. Next section, medical treatment. What type of treatment did you receive for your cancer? Chemo, radiation, immunization therapy? What kind of treatment did you receive?
I was given therapy and some type of shot, like a shot.
Do you know what kind of therapy? Was it immunization therapy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And when was your treatment date? When did you receive the immunization therapy?
Hold on. Someone at my door. Hold on, please. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, what's your question?
Okay, so the question is, when did you receive treatment? When was your immunization therapy?
It was in 1922, August.
August, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your treating doctor? Was it Stephen Peirce?
Peirce, yeah.
And can you please confirm it's Dr. Stephen, Stephen, last name Peirce?
Yes. That's whom it is now, but it wasn't him before that did the surgery now. It was Dr. Stoyer that did it. Peirce is the doctor now. But Dr. Stoyer was the one that did the surgery.
So, but I need the doctor that treated you for the cancer, that did the immunization therapy. Who was that?
Dr. Stoyer.
Stoyer. Do you have anything? Did you find any paperwork, anything on that, so I could get the correct spelling and address, phone number?
It's the same address that you have for Dr. Peirce. That same address. That's where he was located. Like I say, the person took over after Dr. Stoyer left. He's in the same building, same office.
Okay, let me see if I could find Dr. Stoyer's, because I wasn't able to find that earlier.
Okay, if you look
that's
up Dr.
That's why I said we'll have to get back to it, because I wasn't able to find it.
You did say the address correctly. The address, which is the address you had for Folly Road. You had said the address.
Okay. Was he Max Stoyer?
No. Uh-uh.
No.
You said the name, I mean the address earlier. We got Locust and Francis. Oh boy, I can't remember the name of the place.
Are you able to help me out on your phone? Or do you have a computer nearby?
No,
I don't have anything for Dr. Stoyer.
Hold on, let me try and see if I can call my daughter. She can probably get you up. Hold on.
Okay, I'll hold.
Let me see. Hold on.
Mm-hmm. And Dr. Stir, was he in Charleston?
Oh, Quinton. My doctor's office was located. What's that? What do you call that? All part of the room, do you call it as in? Oh, Windermere. Okay, that's what it is. Okay. I'm going to phone talking to the other doctor. Okay, that's what I do. That's what I need to know.
Hello?
Yes, same here.
It's Windermere. Lopez and Francis, Bill Clinton in Windermere Boulevard.
Okay, what's the address?
I don't know the address. No. She don't know the address. She just knows where it's located. Windermere Boulevard. And maybe
okay.
if you look up Cursor, you'll probably see the address there.
Okay, so Dr. Stewart.
Stephen Cursor. No, Stephen Cursor. Dr. Steyer retired. But that's who did my surgery. He was my doctor.
So we're gonna put him down as your diagnosing doctor as well then?
Dr. Steyer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I need the diagnosing doctor name and address.
Yes. That's the doctor's name, Dr. Steyer.
Okay,
and
okay.
The address is Windermere Boulevard. If you could just look it up, it's Rupert and Francis, and it's in Windermere Boulevard.
Windermere?
Yeah.
Boulevard. Let's see. Is it Stuart Gebhard J MD at 16 Windermere Boulevard?
Yeah, that's probably it. So there's more than one doctor in that place, so that should be the address.
And do you have their phone number?
Okay, hold on. Let me look it up. Yeah, I got the number.
Awesome.
It's 843.
Uh huh.
763-9053.
93? 53. Okay. That's 843-766-9053.
Yes.
Okay. I kind of feel like giving them a call since you have that number to verify that address. And then Stuart Gebhard. Gebhard, is that the last name or the first name?
That's a doctor probably located in that office, but that's not the doctor I see. So, because there's more than one doctor in there.
Okay, but Stuart Gebhard was your diagnosing doctor, right?
No, my doctor was Dr. Steyer.
That never came up. Maybe because
it's not going to come up. He already retired. He's not there anymore. The doctor that I see now since he left is Dr. Cursor. And I wasn't diagnosed with Dr. Cursor. I was diagnosed with Dr. Sawyer.
And that's S, spell that last name?
Sawyer, S-T-E-A-U-R.
Got it. Okay. And that's 16 Wildermere Boulevard, Charleston, South Carolina, 29407, 843-766-9053, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Let's go. Next section is your treating doctor. Now, that's the next doctor. Who's the one that treated you with the immunization therapy? Is that Dr. Stephen Peirce?
Yes. No, Dr. Stoyer. Dr. Peirce was not there. All of this was done by Dr. Stoyer before he retired.
In 2022, in August of 2022?
Yes.
Okay. So it's the same person, the same doctor?
Yes. Right.
Okay. At 16 Wildermere Boulevard.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to copy that information here. And how's your health? How do you feel? How are you doing?
I have pain every day.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
I had to have back surgery. I just had back surgery.
Mm.
Also, so my spine was popped.
Okay. My next question is, ma'am, for HIPAA purposes, can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay. And then next, we have your first name of Elizabeth, Elizabeth Drayton, Drayton. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. And do you have a middle name, Ms. Drayton?
No.
Okay. What's your social, please?
249-19-5932.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. 249-19-5932?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. And that's so that they could pull your medical records. Next is... Your email address I have is DraytonLiz58@gmail.com. I have a phone number of 843-751-5827. Is that your cell number?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. And now, may I please have your home address?
6134.
Mm-hmm.
Brown Way, like the color brown, and Way. Ravenel, R-A-V-E-N-E-L. South Carolina,
mm-hmm.
29470.
Is that a house or does it have a unit number?
No, just 6134 Brown Way.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And do you have a copy of your medical records? Or are you going to be able to help obtain those electronically?
I'm going to see. I don't even know if I still got them. I'll look. I got to look.
Okay, but you should be able to with the attorneys between both of you be able to get them with the that's what you'll be signing the contract. The contract will have a HIPAA release. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Next, we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This is ensuring that we could continue your case for a loved one. So typically we would only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. So do you have an emergency contact you want to share, like that lives or doesn't live with you?
Okay, my daughter.
Does she live or does not live with you?
My daughter.
Does she live with you or does she live away?
No, she don't live with me.
Okay, may I please have her name, please?
LaQuanta.
Can you spell that, please?
LaQuanta.
Is that LaQuanta?
LaQuanta.
T-A, got it. That's a pretty name, LaQuanta. And what last name, please?
Smalls.
Smalls?
Smalls, S-M-A-L-L-S.
Got it, Smalls. Okay, phone number, please.
Okay, hold up. I got to look for the phone because I don't know
okay.
It on my head.
No worries.
All good, man. There's not much ahead.
It's not like when we grew up where we had to memorize them, right?
That's not. Let's see if I can get it. Let's see. I think I can get it now. Okay, it's 843.
Mm-hmm.
712.
Mm-hmm.
4123.
Okay. All right, so what I'm going to do now is I'll need to do a quick compliance checklist, law firm requirements. Make sure I didn't miss anything. All right, so we need to confirm that you don't have representation from an attorney. You did confirm that earlier. And then you also, okay, one second, hold on. And also, you confirmed that you were diagnosed with the cancer after using the hair relaxer. You confirmed
mm-hmm.
that you'd like to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
I did confirm that you were diagnosed no less than 2 years after taking the product for one full year. You did confirm that you took the hair relaxer, used the hair relaxer for more than 4 times in a year. It was 12 times a year, unfortunately. And then we did confirm that you are diagnosed within the statute of limitations in your state. And then we did confirm you used the hair polish or hair relaxer after 1975 from 2003 to present. You were diagnosed from 2005 and on to present. And we confirmed the correct spelling and your personal information. And I'm going to do that now. Just to make sure I don't have any mistakes, I have your first name, Miss Elizabeth, last name Drayton, Drayton. And I have your social, 249-1959-32. Email address, DraytonLiz58@gmail.com. Phone number, 843-751-5827. Address, 6134 Brown Way, Ravenel, South Carolina, 29470. And then the Qantas Smalls will be your emergency contact. Now I'm going to go ahead and send these out to you now. Please do me a favor. Go to your text message. And you should be getting a text from me. Okay,
just a minute. Someone else is trying to call me, so I got to wait. Okay, now I can go.
I'm here.
Okay, I got the text message.
Okay, great.
So you want me to open it?
Yes, please. We got to go ahead and open that and let me know if you have any questions. You've ever done a DocuSign before? It's fairly easy. How you doing over there?
Okay. You want me to sign this?
Yes, please. We need to get you to sign that in order for the attorneys to reach out to you. My QC team will be reviewing our call, make sure we didn't miss anything, and then the attorneys will reach out to you after 48 hours from then. But, yeah, we definitely need to be able to sign that agreement for them to be able to reach out to you.
Okay, I did that.
Okay, do you completed it?
Well, I signed it already. And what I supposed to hit?
Make sure you complete it all the way to the end.
It still shows
that it's waiting.
No, it says adopt a sign or cancel. What I supposed to do?
Yes, adopt and sign. There you go. You got to adopt and sign, and then go through it.
Okay. So all I do is sign it again.
Then click on next. Click follow the yellow boxes.
So what I do, the yellow boxes.
Yeah, so once you click on the boxes, you should be able to click on to the next one. It showed next or something.
Okay, well, I guess do that. Yeah, I see next. Do I go to hit next?
Yes, correct. Hit next.
Okay. And I click on the yellow button. I went back.
Yep, it'll just take you to every place you need to initial or sign. It won't let you finish unless you do them all.
Okay, I hit finish already.
Okay, cool. Let me go ahead and refresh my screen. It says we're still waiting on it. Did you click? Did you complete it?
You say you're click done, fine.
Okay, give me a sec. Elizabeth, good job. Yep, show's completed on my end. So it just took a second for it to reflect on my end, but good job. So like I mentioned earlier, let my team, give them about, you know, a day or so to review it, make sure everything's good. And then it'll be sent over to the attorneys and then give them about 48 hours to reach out to you, okay?
Thank you.
All right, Ms. Drayton, I wish you the best of luck. You take care now. God bless.
Thanks very much.
Okay, bye-bye. Take care.
Okay, bye.